This feed is protected by a Creative Commons license to support the interests of the artists.
This is Eclectic Mix, show number 4, for August 21st, 2005. Hi, this is George, your host for Eclectic Mix. This show, I'm very excited to be able to offer to you the music of David Drexler. David Drexler is an American modern classical composer. And normally when you think of classical music, you're thinking of Beethoven, Mozart, perhaps Stravinsky. But chances are you've not heard modern classical music. Music that's written in the past 20 years, not the past 200 years. So I'm going to move forward with this without too much explanation. Remember, this show is called Eclectic Mix, so we're going to be offering all kinds of music. We'll ask you this time to stretch your ears because it's quite possible that this is music you haven't heard before. The first piece we're going to offer is called Snowflakes. It was written in 1990 for flute, clarinet, violin, cello, and piano. And when I listen to the piece, I think of someone looking at individual snowflakes, most of them symmetrical, all of them different. And in this piece, I think of someone looking at each snowflake one at a time. Snowflakes.
Thank you.
David Drexler's music has been performed on three continents by groups such as L'Ensemble Portique, Synchronia, Dutch Tuba Quartet, Merge Orchestra, and the Winona State University at the New Music Festival. He's currently got two commissions he's working on. One is incidental music for a play called Dust Music, and the other for a group called Convivo, which will be performed in May. His website is drexlermusic.com. I'll spell that, Drexler music.com. And as always, you can come to eclecticmix.com, where you'll find the show notes and a direct link to his website. So let's move to the next piece. Written the same year, it's called Gorham Nocturne, and it was written for flute, alto saxophone, horn, tuba, viola, and cello. And let me read from his notes on the piece. Several sections of Gorham Nocturne are made up of long notes, which start soft and gradually get louder before fading out. This is an imitation of the sound of traffic on Gorham Street, where I lived at the time of the piece's composition. My apartment was just down the block from a stoplight, so clusters of cars would intermittently drown out the other sounds of the neighborhood. Between these interruptions, the tuba player gradually gets his thoughts together, picking out fragments of a 12-tone melody, which is finally heard at the end of the piece. Meanwhile, the other instruments follow his thoughts, sometimes pointing the way to the next fragment, sometimes leading us to lengthy distractions. Thank you.
Are you the type of person that has to look when you drive past an accident? Then you would probably enjoy the Love House radio show. Listen to me, a father of two young boys, as I chronicle the ways my sons are moving me towards the edge of the cliff of logic and reason, not to mention everyday life. But it may provide a little humor in your world too. So listen to the Love House radio show at lovehouseradio.com.
Once upon a time, there was a great website known as mp3.com. And during its better days, I was given the opportunity to download a number of pieces of music by David Drexler and get acquainted with his music. Well, unfortunately, that website is now just a shadow of its former self. But fortunately, DrexlerMusic.com has made those pieces available once again. Not only is the music available, but the scores for many of the pieces is also available. So anyone can download the score in a PDF format, print it out, and follow it along with the music. Now, doing this will give one an opportunity to gain some insights as to exactly what he does to put together the piece. This next piece, Perspectives, written in January of 1988, was one of those pieces where I did that, and I quite extensively took it apart, and I could see where he offers a theme, and I see inversion, I see retrograde, I see a number of things that give me an opportunity to understand why he's made the decisions he's made. So this piece is called Perspectives, and it was written for flute, clarinet, violin, cello, and piano.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Joe Burgess, and I'm from the RootSmart.com Tech Podcast. I would like to invite you to listen to me for about 30 minutes every Sunday. We cover all of the hot news topics in today's tech world to keep you up on current tech topics that are changing our world right in front of our eyes. We also have how-tos and tips and tricks to keep your Linux, Mac, or Windows computer up and running efficiently. Please visit our site at podcast.rootsmart.com and tune in.
Before we go to our last offering, I would like to thank you for downloading this show. There are a lot of podcasts available and a lot of very good podcasts, and by downloading this, it tells me that you are willing to open your mind and give a new type of music a try. So, thank you for your time. By coming to eclecticmix.com, you can always click on the button and subscribe to the podcast, which I hope you have an opportunity to do. We're going to finish the show with a piece called Liberal Media, written in 1999 for flute, viola, and bass. Now, this piece was commissioned by the Madison chapter of the Wisconsin Alliance for Composers, and in his explanation, or description, of the piece, he says the following: "Liberal media will not tell you anything useful about the nation's political climate. Liberal media will not make you a lot of money with tiny classified ads. Liberal media will not give you a great aerobic workout. Unless you play the viola."
Thank you. Thank you.